Oh yeah, look, we've had an incredible year in it. Winning back-to-back Marquee Cups alone is a phenomenal achievement. Then to go on to beat the McLaren winners in style, but maybe it was just a bridge too far here with 10 days and three big matches. Probably very hard to bring it up to the heights of those last two games, you know?
Yeah. Now, at half-time, I think you led by 4-1, so it was looking good at that stage, but obviously the Tipperary side finished very strongly as they came from behind with a flurry of scores.
Well, I'll tell you now, the way it was conditions were quite difficult. There was a very strong breeze in it, and the flurries of scores with the last two scores were frees. I would have to say that we got a free in front of the goals up the kicking into the wind. Conor Doherty was taking it. Ball actually didn't go out of play, and came back up the field, and there was a free awarded, and it was given for Aaron Doherty touching the ball on the ground, which he didn't do. He actually came out onto the ball, and the ball hit off him, but he didn't actually touch the ball on the ground. And it was just on the 13, and a very, very easy score to bring the whole match level. And then shortly after that there, it was another free awarded then for what was said was a man pulled back someone of the Limerick lads. Now, I didn't actually see it. Maybe he did, maybe he didn't, but you'd have to think like there was only seconds left in the game that maybe the fairest would have been to let it go to extra time and see what, let them play it out, see what team would win, like, you know. But yeah, that's sport. But you've got to take the good with the bad, and
a wonderful journey for all the lads. So great credit to everybody.
Yeah, look, Neely puts in huge work with all three teams, and that continuity is fantastic for the lads. And everybody got behind us so much, between parents and the school itself, and the Parents Association and Board of Management of the school. Everybody was doing everything that they could possibly do. There was a great buzz there yesterday. Even we had a 5K walk. We had a 5K walk organised. There was 160 people turned out. That meant so much for our community. Like, it was fantastic. It's just a shame that we didn't get over the line there. It was just the narrowest of margins, and